The show honouring the great singers and songwriters features the hits that have stood the test of time. The group is The Hitmakers, and their musical director, Cameron Outerside, is coming up. Keep listening. Music in this netcast by The Hitmakers. Great singers and songwriters of popular music is coming to Liverpool Catholic Club on Saturday, 28th of March. This features the hits which stood the test of time, this show, and the show is called appropriately The Hitmakers, and I have the musical director Cameron Outerside on the other end of the phone. So you also play in the group, don't you?
That's right, and I'm the drummer for the group.
Tell us a bit about the background of The Hitmakers, Cameron. How was the group formed?
Well, basically, 3.5 years ago, I prepared what I thought would be a good collection of nostalgic hits and looked at all the great prominent songwriters of our time in pop music, things that brought back memories to people, not just the baby boomers, but really everybody, because a lot of the songs we do have been covered by a younger artist in modern times. So I just looked at putting together something that would really capture the hearts and minds of the people who bought records like Tapestry, Hot August Night, all the big hits, all into one show.
Yeah, all the classics.
That's right.
So how many in the group?
Okay, in the group we have a 5-piece band, which also features a female sax player, and we have 3 frontline singers who perform character, and there are two female performers and 1 male, and they cover our 6 characters covered in our show.
Do you use costumes at all?
Yes, the whole show is fully costumed and choreographed, and they're first class arrangements. Some that I purchased myself because of the quality of them, and others which I wrote myself. So we've made sure that the audience will be seeing and listening to something which is top class, and something which will bring back the memories of very less complicated times from the past.
Yeah, it describes it pretty well. And I guess, there have been so many really great classic songs written and produced down through the years. It must have been a difficult task for you to pick the songs for this show.
It certainly was. And in looking at the performers that we have, which are Carole King, Dusty Springfield, Neil Diamond, Tom Jones, Barbara Streisand, Karen Carpenter, and across all of those, I was looking at what the big hits were of their time, and you look at artists like Carole King, now along with Neil Diamond and people like Neil Sedaka, Burt Bacharach, they're all in a place called the Brill Building in New York, and I've always been fascinated with that, not only from their individual songs they wrote themselves, but what they wrote for other groups, like Carole wrote for the girl groups like the Shirelles in the 60s when she was only about 16 to 18 years of age. And then she's written wonderful pieces like Tapestry and gone on to Hard Rock Cafe and a whole lot of things like that. It was just a hub of activity around that time, and these great writers and lyricists all got together in the one building in New York. That was one focus. And, of course, over the other side in Great Britain, we had Dusty and Tom singing a lot of the songs of these people, written by these people.
Mm.
So it's capturing all the very best of the best performers in the world, and Carole indeed was out in Australia, as you would know, recently, and I went and saw her, and she hasn't lost a thing. It's just amazing, and she keeps writing for other people.
Yeah, well, that Brill Building, of course, was like a hit-making factory, and was so successful with so many hits down through the years. Then, of course, came the British invasion with the Beatles and so forth, and that sort of put paid to the Brill Building, really.
Yes, it did, although what people sometimes forget is at the same time as the British invasion in America, there was the Motown invasion over in England.
Mm.
And a lot of that influence came into Dusty's music as she teamed up with and did a few backups for people like Martha and the Vandellas when they were over there. And you can hear all the soul and Motown coming through the music as well, especially tunes like Son of a Preacher Man, which Dusty recorded, yes, in the United States, but it was through that influence of the Motown, which was like a concurrent invasion at the same time as the British one.
Yeah, yeah, tit for tat, virtually.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, very much so.
In your show, Cameron, are the numbers in some way linked or all separate artists and songs?
No, they are linked, actually, because you find things like Carole King writing a song which Karen Carpenter sung. It's going to take some time. And we link up the various characters, and it's amazing when you explore all this how far the links go. And you would see many things in the 60s in the television shows, especially where Tom Jones, for instance, and Dusty were appearing together on the same bill, and they sang a lot of covers. Tom himself, of course, did a lot of soul hits as well from other artists. And there are massive links throughout the show, and we sort of tie that together with a few nice duets. Like Will You Love Me Tomorrow, written by Carol. We linked that up with Neil Diamond, who also recorded that for himself later in his career. So we have a nice duet there, and we have, of course, the very big hit from 78, which is the You Don't Bring Me Flowers with Barbara Streisand and Neil. So we certainly have links going all through the show, and usually people come away from the show thinking, oh my God! Did she write that, or did he write that? And they don't often realise the extent of the penetration into the whole world music by these artists.
Do you stick to the original arrangements?
Very much to the originals. Where we change it, we'd only change it for a dramatic effect. No, we're very true to the original feels, and we don't try to stray too far, because the listening audience doesn't usually like that in a club, and we'd like to make a nice environment. And of course, Liverpool Catholic has a great performance space with good lighting, good sound, and we can create that. We can take people back basically on a musical journey in that night.
Yeah, it's a good space to do it in, a great stage and a good room as well.
It's a fantastic room. It's one of the best in Sydney, and the sound is superb. The lighting's great, and I've put a lot of time into making our lighting instructions and our production something that would actually complement the music as we go along. So it's, again, creates a mood. It's not just the music or just the performer singing. It's just the total experience that people get drawn into. And in fact, we've even had people saying sometime later, when they've come to a second show, that after hearing it, they went out and bought Tapestry again, or they went out and bought Dusty in Memphis. They're hits that really stood the test of time, as you said in your opening, and it brings back nice memories of much more less complicated times in the 60s and 70s especially.
I was pleased to see, too, the hit makers you're fully live, singers, musicians. You don't go for backing tracks and all that.
No, we certainly don't. I suppose it's unpopular these days to say that we reject backing tracks, but we have wonderful musicians. We like to keep music live. We work very hard on our vocal arrangements, especially with tunes like The Carpenters, which had four and five part harmonies doubled, and you have to work very hard on those things. But we don't like to be anything but totally live. So everything that the audience will hear is coming from the five people in our show. And of course, our female sax player plays a second keyboard as well, so we have wonderful string parts happening at the same time. So it's a very full sound, and the harmonies are true to the originals.
It wouldn't be easy pulling a show like this together. I mean, especially when you're on the road, what with logistics and accommodation and so on?
It certainly is, yes. It's an interesting experience getting it around, but we invest a fair bit in costumes and in rehearsals and things like that. And we have what I consider a group of friends, not just people who just happen to work together. And We have a great friendship, and we know each other well, and that'll come across in the music as well. Many shows are technically correct these days, but leave you feeling cold. These ones are where we actually enjoy being on stage. It's not just for the money. Of course, we earn a living from it, but it's something that we enjoy doing, and I'm hoping that will come across to everyone there on the night.
Yeah, I think the audience always knows.
They do know, it's something that has to be a high priority in any show when you're looking at that. You can't just test it once you've completed your show and rehearsed it and say, right, this is ready. You have to test it. You have to see that the average punter in the audience is going to like it. Does it have that street appeal? Does it bring back the memory you're trying to create? does it capture what that people used to have on vinyl or now have on CD? And if we do that and we leave people in a happy mood singing as they're leaving, which is, has often been the case for our concerts, it's a worthwhile experience.
And you probably find in your shows that younger people also know all these songs as well.
They certainly do. You look at hits by Carole King like I Feel the Earth Move, or many people have recorded that. Martika did a later version, and so on. And it's relived through remixes and through people sampling various parts from songs. But certainly, you look at, we have a song, Kiss, by Prince, which of course Tom Jones did. That's in our show as well, dynamic tune. But they'll last forever, and it actually is relived through other people. There was even an album came out, Tapestry Revisited, where a whole lot of artists, you know, the Bee Gees, Faith Hill, Celine Dion, a whole stack of people paid tribute, to Carole King's tunes, and they did a remake. Richard Marx, there were a whole lot of fantastic performers. And I think they're all tunes that people want to do again, want to play again, and relive.
So it will be a musical journey through the tunes of some of the greatest artists ever. Netcast by The Hitmakers. I'm Ian McRae. See you at the club.